Hey there, inmates. Thanatos Kane here again. Once again, we're doing Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 2. This episode takes place on the Batwoman show, which is going to be Season 1, Episode 9, if you guys are keeping track. When we last left, when we did the Episode 1, Oliver Queen, Green Arrow, had passed away, or was killed, trying to save billions of lives on Earth 38. So now, we're going to do Part 2. Some people on the internet, I've read a couple things, and were not too happy with the first episode, but I thought it was okay. I mean, it was a good setup. And the trailer for episode 2 did show Bruce Wayne. It showed Kingdom Come Superman. So I'm going to be interested to see doing this. I'm doing this right now. I actually just got off work a little while ago. It's actually 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going to try to muscle my way through this, but, you know, it's always for the inmates. It's always for the asylum. So I'm at 3 seconds in, and we're going to begin on Earth 1 on Central City, and this is Crisis on Infinite Earths, Part 2. Girls' Night Out. Oliver Queen has just passed, so I love Sarah Lance, her character, the way they made her. She's still going to be the OG Black Canary to me, but, you know, they kept her around with the White Canary, so whatever. And, of course, Kara, the ever optimistic one, is not too optimistic now. You know, when people say to me that there's no strong female superheroines out there, I would say to you, watch the Arrowverse. There's plenty of them out there. And speaking of somebody strong, the Harbinger. Layla Michaels, of course. I gotta say, the way they did the suit for the Harbinger, very comic accurate. Good thing they didn't use that ridiculous helmet. I don't think it would have worked. And of course, the Monitor returns, Lamont Garrett. Oh, look at that, Earth 74. I've always dug the Wave Rider. Oh. So instead of Gideon, Leonard Smart is now the artificial intelligence of the Wave Rider. I gotta say, Dominic Purcell's version of Heatwave, to me, is one of the better things that Legends has done. Like, in the comic book, he was never... It wasn't really a big flushed out character, just more of a goon, you know, had a big heat wave gun and shot it. Captain Cold, almost the same way. But the two brothers from Prison Break have really brought something to Captain Cold and to Heat Wave. Dominic Purcell, of course, if you kids know or remember, he was in Blade Trinity and he played that horrible version of Dracula. Beer to drink and stories to tell. That's my life. Now, I'm thinking this is the same Wave Rider that the Legends use in their show, so, or I could be wrong. Everybody's still bitter about the death of Oliver Queen. I gotta say, subtle humor like this works, especially when you have like big stakes in a show like this, and of course Crisis. And of course Rory would get the baby to calm down. I don't think Paragons was in the original Crisis book. I think they just created Paragons for the TV universe. And the Return of the Book of Destiny. If you kids remember about the Book of Destiny last year, that was part of the Elseworlds crossover. Dr. Deegan used that. That's one of the things, it's a pull from the comic also. As the Anti-Monitor continues to destroy worlds and multiverses and Earths, the Monitor loses power. So the more power the Earths are destroyed, the weaker the Monitor gets. So that's why he had to recruit all these heroes, because he couldn't stop the Anti-Monitor by himself. The yin and yang, you know. I love Brandon Routh. By the way, I even liked his version of Superman. Like, the movie wasn't the greatest in the world, but it wasn't because of him. Ooh. The Bat of the Future. I wonder who that could be. Now, I wonder when he says Tome of the Guardians, if he means the Guardians, the Green Lanterns on Oa. Could be. Look at that. It took almost 8 years, but they finally name-dropped Bruce Wayne as Batman. I like how they threw the Batman theme in there as well. If you guys have never seen Legends of Tomorrow, I would recommend to see it. I mean, the episode list is not long. It's not 22 episodes yet. I think it's like 13 or 15. That's why it always starts like early in the beginning of the year. But it's kind of wacky. It's almost like Doctor Who-ish, but just zany. Here's another casting that I was totally against, and I was proven wrong again. Because John Cryer has done a great job as Luther. He kind of embodies that old school Luther and a little bit of him. And the Monitor always playing with people. It's funny, like, one of the big weaknesses in Batwoman, I think, this year has been Ruby Rose, I think. You know, I think she's kind of overwhelmed. It looks like she's overwhelmed, and sometimes in many scenes, in many episodes, she's kind of like a background character, which, you know, when you're playing a character like Batwoman, you shouldn't be in the background. You should be up front. But I think so far what they've done with her in the crossover, especially this episode, she's kind of like being more fleshed out. I kind of like that. Kara and Kate. Now, if you've ever read the book, I'm going to, of course, reference Crisis on Infinite Earths. What's happening to Harbinger right now is she's getting all these thoughts in her head of different things, evil. And eventually, if you've read the books, she will be recruited by the Anti-Monitor. And of course, Luther always trying to. This has been his life goal, just to kill Superman. Or Superman now. The Monitor always playing games. Whoa. You gonna bring Oliver back with the Lazarus Pit? We know how good that went with Sarah Lance. In a case, if you don't know what the Lazarus Pit is, that's basically the League of Assassins. It's where Ra's al Ghul gets his immortality and youth. When he reaches a certain point of age and he wants to re-strengthen himself, he dives into the pool of the Lazarus Pit, returns all his immortality and youth and intelligence and all that stuff. So that's what the Lazarus Pit is. Burn. He's feisty. Of course, it's got to be Earth 99, Gotham City. Ooh. Why does Wayne Manor look so gloomy? It's actually an ode to the Batman Beyond. And of course, a little bit of Danny Elfman's theme in there. And, God, that's Luke Fox. He looks like a raver. I hope they do something with Kara and Kate. I kind of like their dynamic together. Ugh, I recognize that voice anywhere. Of course, that is the voice of the great Kevin Conroy. In his exoskeleton suit. It's almost surreal seeing Kevin playing a live action Bruce Wayne now. Bitter. It looks like he's kind of disheveled. Been through a lot of hell. More Easter eggs, by the way. Clayface, as you know, Batman villain and Jane Doe as well. Now, I guess they're searching for one of the Supermen out there. Earth 75. So I'm guessing Lex is jumping from universe to universe, killing Supermen. And I guess that's what happened to this. Look at that. Very iconic scene from the comics, by the way. Gotta love Matt Ryan returning to his best role he's ever done. He is Constantine. It's kind of like one of these guys, kind of like Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. Matt Ryan is Constantine. You know, like I said before, Kate McNamara, she's been on a... I think she was in the Maze Runner series as well. I know she was in Shadowhunters for a while. Yes, I did watch that show. She was redhead, Bondell. But I kind of like her more and more by her. I don't know. Like, I didn't. William's okay. But I guess since they flushed her out a little bit more, I kind of like Kate McNamara now. Feisty. Typical Constantine. He just nails that character so much. Earth 167. Good old Tom Wheeling. Good to see him again. Still looks good. I love her as Lois. Now, if you remember, there is a run in the comics where Lex Luthor is the president. And now John Cryer faces off against Tom. Look at that. I don't know. I think it would have been better if it was Michael Rosenbaum, but I understand why he didn't come back. He definitely has the mannerisms of Lex Luthor. Oh boy. the Oh. This is great. Oh. Oh, that's great. That was great. I like that. That was a good little twist. And there's Erica Durance back as Lois. So I guess Clark of this world gave up his powers to have a family, which is interesting. That was good. That was an excellent cameo by Tom. Batman's Reign of Terror. What? This is a good, brilliant. So this Bruce Wayne takes lives. Oh, I like this. This is great. I like how they twisted it around, because Kevin Conroy, of course, is the epitome. He's basically everyone's, Batman, the voice is Bruce and everything. And now you twist that around, and instead of him being like, the coded Batman with his code and everything like that, this one has turned his back on that and just gone on a path of rage. Leonard is the AI. Gotta love that twist. As I said before, Dominic Purcell, I think he suits so well with Rory now. They're kind of one and the same. Earth 96. I gotta like it. They threw in that Superman theme again. That's from the Superman Returns. So this Batman, I guess, went on a killing spree. He snapped. He killed the Joker. Killed Mr. Freeze. Oh. Wow. So this Batman really snapped. So this Superman, of course, is the Brandon Routh Superman, which is basically the Christopher Reeve Superman following in this Earth, so. Now, when he's talking about reject from Gotham, I guess you guys can figure it out who it is. It's the Joker. That was mentioned also, I believe, in Crisis or some other comic book. I have to look it up as well. So on this Earth, the Joker killed everybody in the Daily Planet. And there's that classic theme. I love that suit, by the way. Trunks on the outside. That's the, Now, if you ever read the Crisis on Infinite Earths comic book, the Golden Age Superman teamed up with the Earth One Superman to fight. And it looks like we're going to get Superman versus Superman now. You know, I like Tyler Hoechlin as Superman, but my God, Brandon Routh is just massive. You know, for a TV budget, these special effects are not that bad, especially the flying. Look at that. I mean, yeah, they could look a little cheesy, but still. I'm not sure if Captain Mike has seen this yet, but he must be going out of his mind watching Superman versus Superman. Ooh. That was a pretty good fight. Now, what? I don't think the Kingdom Come Superman is stronger, but I think he has more. Obviously, he's older, so he might be a little bit stronger then. Interesting how this Kingdom Come Superman, his eyes don't turn all red when he's using his heat vision. Of course, that's a reference to Superman, I believe, 3, where he fought himself. That awful movie, by the way. It's Richard Pryor, and I guess it was supposed to be Brainiac. Earth 18. Looks like we're going to meet... Looks like we're going to meet Jonah Hex here. I wouldn't be surprised if Jonah pops up. So the Lazarus Pit is in North Dakota. I have to remember that. Sarah, I think, having a little bit of flashbacks because, of course, she was killed and brought back with the Lazarus Pit. Spoilers, if you haven't watched it, that was in season... I believe season 3 or 2. No, season 3. Yep. God, Jonah Hex looks so weird without his scar. And he's a pig. Damn. They're actually going to do it, huh? You know, it's funny. I thought they were going to use the older Oliver Queen instead, but I guess they're going to revive this one. Old school Batcave, covered up. Wow. That's a line from Batman v Superman, by the way. Look at that. In that exoskeleton suit, he has some kryptonite. Interesting. I like this take on Kevin. Oh. And of course, when you wake him from the Lazarus Pit, you are a ball of rage, no soul. Just going after anything. Bitter, old, He's giving up. I like it. But that's not Batman. Ugh. Wow. A hopeless Bruce Wayne and a murderous Batman. Good turn. Good turn. This is great. Ray Palmer meets Clark Kent. Dual roles for Brandon Routh, by the way. I love Roy taking care of the baby. Now, Jason, of course, from Superman Returns, when you find out that, you know, Lois had a kid. She was trying to hit on him. It would have been nice if it would have been Terry McGinnis, but I get it. They had to, you know, make some alterations and... Now, this is a similar ceremony that they did in season 3 of Arrow when they were bringing Sarah back, but now they're doing it with Oliver. Makes sense. The antimatter wave is moving throughout the universe, and Constantine's powers have been affected. Yeah. The world's finest women right there. What? World's finest being the comic book by Batman and Superman, if you guys didn't know. But, you know, just dropping a little knowledge, just in case. You know, it's strange that she says that, like, last year, because this Batwoman series is supposed to be taking place before the Elseworlds crossover. That's what they were saying, but now they're saying it's not, so it's just kind of weird. I have to look at the timeline of that, unless they jump some months or a year, I don't know. A little bit of foreshadowing right there. Maybe while attempting to bring Earth 38 back using the Book of Destiny, that probably kills Kara. Who knows? Just a thought. It's a way that they can go. But she is hell bent on bringing her 38 back. Oh. Now, why did Kate keep some kryptonite? Okay, Harbinger's still having these thoughts in her head. And it has to be the anti-monitor. Has to be. Yep. Still Lamont Garrett, but the anti-monitor. And that's it, folks. That is Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 2. We just got our first look at the anti-monitor, and he looks fantastic, by the way. Basically, it's the same actor as last time. Lamont Garrett is doing dual roles as a monitor and anti-monitor. This episode was better than the last one. The first one was more setup. This one, we got more of the Paragons, which we've seen Kingdom Come Superman. We saw a great turn of Bruce Wayne as a bitter, old, angry Batman, which I kind of dug. But all in all, better episode than the first one. So I got to give you credit. We're moving towards something bigger, of course. Why did Kate Kane have a little vial of kryptonite? A lot of questions to be answered, but I guess that'll be answered on Crisis on Infinite Earths Episode 3, which will be on The Flash tomorrow. I guess we're going to be seeing Black Lightning and who knows, maybe some other surprises. But anyway, that's my review of part two of Crisis on Infinite Earths. I'll be dropping part 3 sometime tomorrow. And parts 4 and 5 we won't be doing until the beginning of the new year, because that's when Crisis comes back after the winter break. Well, guys, as always, thanks for joining sorry, it's a little bit late at night. I'm trying to catch my words. But thanks. Appreciate it. As always, Facebook, Instagram, The Heroes Asylum, at The Heroes Asylum. And as always, get to the asylum.